Welcome to the Charis Christian Center podcast.
I'm going to share a little bit on the covenant of healing. The Psalm 103 verse 3 says this. It says, He forgives all of our iniquities and He heals all of our diseases. So I have a question for you. Is it God's will to forgive sin every time?
Yes.
Is it God's will to forgive all kinds of sin?
Yes.
He forgives what? All of our iniquities. So right alongside of it, I have another question for you. Is it God's will to heal sickness? Is it God's will to heal all kinds of sickness?
Yes.
Is it God's will to heal all kinds of sickness every time?
Yes.
He forgives all of our iniquities and He heals all of our diseases. You see how easy that is? But religion has it mixed up. Religion has it confused because they think God is confused, but God is not confused. Praise God. You see, healing is a covenant right of believers. David says, Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord and forget not all of His benefits. He forgives all of our sins and He heals all of our diseases. Right there, besides He forgives all of our sins, He heals all of our diseases. Now, if it's a covenant right, that's something you have a right to believe for. In fact, it's a covenant right because healing is the nature of God. In Exodus, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, God, you know, they killed the Passover lamb. And once they killed the Passover the lamb, they put blood on the doorpost of the house, right, and on the lintel. And then when they came out, they were 2 million strong. In Psalm 105, I think it's verse 37, He says there was not one feeble person among them. There wasn't one sick, weak, or poor person among them. The blood of the Lamb had power. And then when they got in the wilderness, just as they began their journey about 3 days in Exodus chapter 15, they came to Marah where the waters were bitter. And Moses cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And he took the tree and he cast it into the waters. And the waters were made sweet. The waters represent the Gentile nations of the world. And there God proved them and made a statute, made a covenant with them. And in Exodus 15, verse 26, He said, I will put none of the evil diseases upon you which I brought on the Egyptians. You see, there was a difference in being an Egyptian and an Israelite. There was a difference in being somebody who was fighting the covenant people of God or having a covenant with God. He says, "For I'll put none of the evil diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, because I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha. That's my name." Praise God. So healing is the very character. It's the very nature of God. In fact, in Deuteronomy 28, there we find the blessing and the curse. And I want to turn over there really quickly and look at Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy is known as the second law, or the reiteration of the law. And in Deuteronomy 28, we find the blessings and the curses. And the first 14 verses are the blessings, and the last 54 verses are the curses. And so when I read Deuteronomy 28, I read all of it, praise God, and I read the first 14 verses to see what God has blessed me with in Christ, and I read the last 54 verses to see what I have been redeemed from. And the Bible says that Christ, in Galatians 3:13, has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He's purchased us out of that curse system. Being made a curse for us. Literally, when Jesus hung on the cross, He became a curse in our place. He says, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Verse 14 says, that the blessing of Abraham, or so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. So when I read these curses, I read first of all in verse 22, the Lord will smite you with consumption and a fever and inflammation and extreme burning. All that sounds like sickness to me. Praise God. So that sickness is included in the curse. Verse 27 says, the Lord will smite you with the botch in Egypt. Hallelujah. And with emrods, that's tumors, that's cancer. Tumors, cancer. Jesus took our cancer. Hallelujah. He took cancer at the cross. He took the curse at the cross. With the scab and with the itch. Hallelujah. Anything got an itch? Any kind of allergy whereof you cannot be healed. He says the Lord will smite you with madness, make you crazy, and blind, and astonishment of heart, okay? Now read in verse 35, all right? So, you know, Jesus doesn't make us crazy. He took craziness. Everybody say, Jesus took all the crazy at the cross. Hallelujah. All right, so verse 35, the Lord will smite you in the knees and in the legs. Hallelujah. He took knee problems and leg problems at the cross with a sore botch that cannot be healed from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Then go to the end, verse 59 and verse 60. The Lord will make plagues, wonderful plagues of your seed, great plagues of long continuance and sore sickness of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring all these diseases of Egypt on you, which you were afraid of, and it will cleave to you, and every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law. Every sickness and every plague not written in the book of this law. That includes them all. Jesus took all sickness. Christ has redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. All these sicknesses and every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, he said, he'll bring it on you till you be destroyed. I mean, I don't want to be under the curse. Thank God I'm not under the curse. Thank God Jesus purchased me from the curse. I am not cursed, but I am blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I already quoted Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Let's turn to Luke chapter 13, and we're going to begin reading in verse 10 to verse 13 about a woman in the ministry of Jesus. As he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, this is Luke 13, verse 10, behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, a spirit of weakness or sickness. This sickness would go from one place to another. She was always sick, and she was bowed together. She could no way lift herself up. Then Jesus called her to him and said unto her, woman, first of all, he spoke the word to her. Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. He spoke a word of freedom. He spoke a word of healing. He spoke a word of health. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. He got angry because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day. And Jesus answered him and said, you hypocrite. Jesus got mad at religion. Don't each one of you on the Sabbath loose your cow and your donkey from the stall and lead him away to water? And should not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound? See, Satan is the author of sickness. These 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. And when he said these things, all the adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for the glorious things that were done by him. Hallelujah. So we have a covenant of healing. It was paid for in the atonement. God's nature is healing. He gave us a promise of healing, which goes along with his nature. And it was paid for at the cross. Peter looked back on the cross in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And he said, who his own self bare our sin and his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He took our sin in his body on the tree, and he took our sickness in his body on the tree. He took our sin and he took our sickness by his stripes. Same time, right? Same Jesus, same atonement, same blood, same cross. Bought our healing. Isaiah 53, the great chapter of redemption, Isaiah prophesying some 600 to 700 years before Christ. In verse 4, he said, surely he is born. He picked him up, our griefs. That word griefs, if you study it out in the Hebrew, koili, it's sickness, disease, grief, malady, anxiety, calamity. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. You see that? He was wounded for our transgressions. Transgression means to overstep the law. Iniquity means rebellion. Jesus took our sin. He took our rebellion on the cross. Yet we did, he says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He paid for our spiritual man. He paid for our emotional man. And then it says, and with his stripes we are healed. Right? The same Hebrew word. Exodus 15, 26, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. The same Hebrew word. In Psalm 103, verse 3, he forgives all our sins. He Rapha, he heals all our diseases. The same Hebrew word. By his stripes we are healed. Rapha. Praise God. So Jesus paid for our sickness and he paid for our sin. He paid for them at the same time. He paid for our sin and he paid for our sickness. He was wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes we were healed. Matthew looked at Jesus healing the sick in Matthew chapter 8. Let's look at it. Verse 16 and verse 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many who were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took our weakness, our disease, and our sickness. He took our infirmity and he bare our sicknesses. This word is the Greek word nosos, and it means disease, sickness, and infirmity. Jesus took our disease. He took our sickness. He took our weakness on the cross. Because he took it, we don't have to take it. Hallelujah. Jesus took it all. He took it the cross. If we go back to Matthew chapter 4, when he opened his ministry, we can read here in verse 23, Jesus went about Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And the fame of him went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with different diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those who were lunatic, and those who had the palsy, and he healed them. Then we look in Matthew chapter 9. We can see it again in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus went about the cities and the villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How many did he heal? He healed every sickness. He healed every disease. They brought unto him all the sick people, and he healed them every one. He healed all kinds of sickness, and he healed all sickness. He healed all kinds of disease, and he healed all disease. They brought him every sick and disease and demon-possessed person, and he healed them and delivered them by his power. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never, ever changes. Jesus is the same. Does he still forgive sins? Thank God, yes, Jesus forgives sins. Does Jesus still heal bodies? Thank God, yes, he still heals bodies. You know, there are some churches that don't believe that Jesus heals. They had a conference in this city, and they got a bunch of preachers up there arguing with each other. Does Jesus still heal today? Listen, I don't have to have an argument. I could just bring a couple of people from this congregation that the doctors said you're going to die young, you're going to die early, you're incurable, that have been cured. And one of them says that those people are wrong. One of them says that Jesus is the same. Jesus Christ is the same. You say, well, what about so-and-so? You prayed for them and died. I'm not Jesus. And I'm not going to try to be. But I'm here to tell you the gospel's true and the Bible's true, and I'm not going to compromise the word of God. I'm not going to compromise the message of the gospel. In Jesus' day, they asked this question. We can go here to Matthew chapter 9, the beginning of the chapter. He entered into a ship and passed into the sea, came to his own city, and they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, cheer up, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. If you've been sinning, praise God. Quit sinning. Receive his forgiveness. Cheer up, your sins are forgiven. And behold, the certain scribes and those that said the man blasphemes, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think this evil in your heart? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or arise and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power to men. In fact, when Jesus opened his ministry in Luke chapter 4, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me, in verse 18, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and freedom to those who are bruised, to preach the day of God's grace, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he closed the book in the eyes of everyone in the synagogue, was fastened on him, and Jesus said, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Listen, you can tell people about the revival that your great-grandma had, and nobody cares. And you can tell people about the revival that your great-grandchildren are going to have, and nobody cares. But when you start saying Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, when you start saying right here and right now, it's time for you to get right with God. It's time for you to get healed in your body. You're going to make a few religious devils mad. And Jesus made a few religious devils mad that day in his hometown. In fact, they tried to run him off a cliff. I've seen it. They were trying to kill him. But you see, Jesus was smart enough, wise as a serpent, the Bible says, and harmless as a dove. He got out of there. He made his way out of there. And then later in the day, we can see what he did when he came back together. We can read down here in Luke chapter 4, verse 38. He came to Simon Peter's house, and his mother was sick with a fever. She had a great fever, and they came and they asked Jesus for her in verse 38, and he stood over her in verse 39 and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and ministered unto them. Verse 40 says, and when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with different kind of diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils came out of many, crying out, saying, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. You could read that in Luke chapter 4. You can read in Luke chapter 5. It says in verse 15, so much more, there went a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear him and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, the same day that we read about in Matthew chapter 9, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Thank God, Jesus, there was a special miracle-working anointing. There was a special healing anointing. He said, he's anointed me to preach the gospel, and he's anointed me to heal the sick. And then we go over into Luke chapter 6. You can see it in Luke chapter 4, Luke chapter 5, Luke chapter 6. You can just read it here in verse 17. He came down with them and stood in the plain, the company of disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed. They came to hear him. They came to hear him, and they came to be healed by him of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there weren't virtue out of him. You see, the love of God, the goodness of God flowed out of Jesus, and it healed them all. You see, when the grace of God flows, when the love of God flows, praise God, virtue, right, is both God's grace, his love, his goodness, and it's also his power. You see, because where great grace is preached, great power is released. And so the virtue, the goodness of God, and the power of God flowed out of Jesus and healed them all. So I have a question for you today. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Do we believe the witness of the Scripture? Or don't we believe the witness of the Scripture? If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he must still be forgiving sin, and he must still be healing sickness. Praise God, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe the same blood that bought our forgiveness purchased our healing. I believe that we have a covenant that includes healing. I believe that we have just as much right to be healed in our body as we do to be forgiven for our sin, because Jesus paid for our forgiveness and he paid for our healing at the same time. I believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that our God, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities. I believe that my God forgives all kinds of sin. I believe just like Jesus loved sinners and Jesus forgave sinners, I believe that Jesus heals sick people. Hallelujah. I believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe the same Bible that promised me forgiveness, promised me healing, the same Father, amen, that loves me, that forgives me, that sent his Son to die on the cross and take my sin, sent his Son to die on the cross and take stripes for my healing. I believe that Jesus' blood purchased my forgiveness, purchased my redemption, and purchased my healing. And I say, believe the same Holy Spirit that has the power to heal us, has the power to free us. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Charis Christian Center podcast. If you would like to receive prayer, product, or more information about the ministry, go to www.charischristiancenter.com or call us at 719-418-4000.